Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, everybody. Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad days, days and? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is. Oh, oh, the thing is. Oh, oh.
Thing is,
hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is.
Ding.
Ding.
Thanks for coming back to join us. I am here, as always, with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
What's up, Shanny? Happy to be here.
For the listeners, we are, obviously, this is a Zoom episode, as you know, if you're looking at the video. It's snowing outside. It was the whole thing to get into the studio, so we're taking the easy way out and doing a Zoom episode. Joining us today, this is a Gas Digital family episode. Joining us today, we have Gas Digital engineer Jorge.
Howdy.
We have sales something or other, Tom.
Hey, guys.
And I don't even know what his position is at Gas Digital, but he's at Gas Digital a lot and does stuff there. It's Paco.
Yo.
Paco, what is your title?
I don't know.
Paco. Okay,
similarly, what is your angle?
Paco.
He's taking an artistic approach to his camera work.
Yeah.
So the reason why we're all here today is because, first of all, I don't think we've heard any of the three of your stories for the segments. Jorge, have we heard any of yours?
No.
Okay. So we can get into that too. But we're going to recap our weekend. This past weekend, is everybody going to be recording in crazy ways? Can we just have like regular camera shots? It's so distracting.
Who's copying me?
Figgs is.
Jorge, correct.
You're a bad influence on him.
Sorry.
Figgs is a bad influence on me. I started doing cocaine on camera.
That's my boy. Good job, Paco. Make the Philippines proud, Paco.
Oh, boy. I already realized this was a terrible idea.
are they doing a power hour without us knowing?
Maybe.
Can you show Figgs' butt cheeks?
I feel like that is going to be an issue.
For real?
YouTube. But
I can change it.
We haven't had a problem.
I'll change it. All right.
Ooh.
Dude, Denzel Washington, that's pretty sick.
So this past weekend, I came across this singles event. It was a speed dating event in the city, and I don't have single friends. So,
whoa.
Well, I asked two outside of work people to come, and one of them was out of town. The other one was like, this seems like a crazy thing to do. And so I gave up. And then I came to the Gas Digital people, and the three single people I could think of, Jorge, Tom, and Paco, I was like, hey guys, what do you think of this silly thing? Would you guys do it? And they both all surprisingly said yes. And so we embarked on our first group speed dating event in the city.
All right.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I feel like we all went with the same intent, which was just to like have fun. It was like a silly thing to do, right?
And that was kind of late, totally.
Oh, well, except Tom. Tom's different. So we all met up beforehand.
No. Paco said beforehand when we met up that he was going into it seriously.
And I then said he... kind of. I wanted to try some things out.
Yeah, I think wants to workshop some material.
I think Paco's doing a thing here. Figs, this was the most earnest we've seen Paco ever. He was dressed up nicely. He had normal people clothes on. His hair was well coiffed. He had two earrings in, I think.
Wow.
It was a big night for Paco.
He was identifying as Puerto Rican that night.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He was trying to get some puss. That's how you get puss. Yeah. Good for him.
So we met up for drinks beforehand, and then I made a mistake. When Tom came over and got the drink orders, Paco ordered an amaretto sour, and
very manly drink. That's, no, you know, to call it
as
out
like for children. Like, as like what children drink.
Yeah,
I would expect my 9-year-old niece to go up to the bar and say, "Can I have an amaretto sour?"
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Of course, your trashy family would do that.
You ordered it, Paco.
You ordered it, Paco, stupid ass Paco.
I'm not nine.
So once I reacted to it, Paco immediately retracted his drink order and was like, "What should I order then?" And this was a mistake because I didn't realize what a lightweight Paco was. And so he switched over to a whiskey ginger instead. And then I feel like that affected him before we even got to the event. Would you like to talk about this, Paco?
Oh, yeah, I was fucked up, dude. I was telling Jorge how much I love him.
Yeah.
I was complimenting him.
It was a good effect, though. That first one drink in, Paco was being as silly as possible. Maybe a little too silly, though. You're right, Shen.
Did you show your asshole to somebody at the bar?
He would have.
He did that. He almost did that before we started the show. And that's sober.
No, I just showed my mangina.
And then you said, "Should I show my asshole?"
Should I?
No.
Yes.
No.
Colin Farrell, what do you think?
Show your asshole. Colin Farrell says, yes.
Hard to hard. Show your asshole. Yeah.
That's a yes.
Well, Paco, get to showing.
No. Oh, no. So did you talk to any singles, Paco?
No, let Shannon explain this how it goes.
Go, Shannon.
Yeah, this
Sorry.
Is how stories go, like beginning, middle, end, and we're gonna get into those in the
That's
middle.
That's
how of
big
it.
Stories go.
Yeah, I know. It's like, so how did it end?
What are you doing, Fix? Listen to the story. Go ahead, Shannon. Everybody's against me.
So we get there, and then what I noticed was, because I did this once before, 100 years ago, and my experience then was the guys that were there were like all Indian and, oh, I guess all Asians, but like all types of Asians, and like IT guys that like don't know how to speak to other human beings. That was my first experience. And so this time I'm kind of just expecting the same thing. When we walked in the group, I looked at the group of people and I was like, this is terrible, because I also expected the girls to be like better. And I looked down and I was like, this is what a nightmare. But it turned out that there were two events going on at the same time. One was a murder mystery, and then the other was a two speed dating events. So I think it was the murder mystery people that were the less fortunate looking people.
I want to say, yeah, me and Paco baked to differ. I was all in on those murder mystery people. Like, yep. That seemed like a fun event. The one chick that Paco started talking to, who I talked to after, like, the way she described it, like, the event itself seemed pretty dumb. But, like, everybody who was there sort of went into it with the idea of it was going to be a fun thing. But then she's like, oh, this was actually a lot of work. They gave us the whole packet where we had to, like, dissect information, and we had to go up. And we couldn't, like, actually talk to somebody because we had to follow along with the game, which sucked. But at the same time, those people seemed fun and not sad and desperate.
Wait, was that also meant to be a singles event?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. So it's like supposed to be like an icebreaker thing where you're forced to interact with everybody to find out who the murderer is. And like you have like, so they're set up into groups of like, oh, we're like detectives. Oh, we're like innocent bystanders.
So wait, I can jump in here a little. Has anybody ever done the murder mystery type thing before?
No.
It's sort of like, it's like you're doing a play that evening, but with like vaguely defined roles. So everybody, they'll be like, you're doing like, okay, there's six couples. So there's 12 people. One person's obviously getting killed. And then everybody else has like roles. Somebody will be like Mrs. Pennypacker or, you know, the pilot. And it goes.
The Jew? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The Jew.
Yeah.
Tom's explaining it poorly. I got it. So there's like
Jimmy, you're gonna have to go under a tunnel for your role, okay? You're the Jew. You're gonna be the Jew today.
Just don't talk about what happens under those tunnels.
Come out with bloody bed sheets and keep your mouth shut. You're the Jew.
You were saying, Paco?
Oh no. But the murder mystery thing seemed like pretty fun. But all I heard Jorge talking was he said, once Paco is done talking to a girl, I talk to a girl.
Yeah. Was that
your strategy?
No.
That was Jorge's strategy the whole night, it seems.
That's a good strategy though. Because you're kind of high energy and crazy, and Jorge just kind of
I know Paco's like, gonna strike out, so it's like
damn, dude.
Jorge's like, yeah, I'm a producer at Gas Digital. You probably met Paco. He has a problem.
Oh,
we just kind of slip in under, you know what I mean? That's kind of smart, Jorge.
We haven't said another piece of information that Paco brought upon us.
I was wearing a Legion of Skanks hoodie, and like on my first date, another guy just goes, whoa, Legion of Skanks? I love them.
That's cool.
And he did not care about the girls at all after. He just wanted to talk to me, Janet, Tom, Jorge.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So we,
and he was one of those IT guys that Shannon was talking about.
He was exactly what I was expecting all of them to be, was on. Except that he knows Legion of Skanks, that's something. Except doesn't know any of us, but whatever. Seems like a weird thing. So then we sign up for the thing. Oh, and then I lost my phone.
Oh, that's 45 minutes.
I figured out what happened is that if I'm so used to having my bag all the time. And because like I set my bag down, I had my phone in my back pocket. So when I went into the bathroom, if you sit down on the toilet with your phone in your back pocket, it's going in the toilet. So I took it out of my pocket and set it on the side. And then I just forgot because I just don't ever do that. I don't ever bring my phone into the bathroom with me. And then I just forgot that that was a thing. And then when I went back in there, someone had already found it and returned it somewhere. So that's why I wasn't able to find it. And then eventually my phone found its way back to me.
Thank God.
Shannon must have been the perfect level of on her way to or already drunk at that point, though, because it was as cool as she could have possibly been. She was I don't know. I guess it's lost.
Because I have, you know, like when you have the gut feeling of like if something terrible is happening or not, I didn't have the gut feeling. So like I felt like it was going to find its way back to me at some point. So that's why I wasn't like really panicking.
It was, but to paint the picture a little bit more, too, it was downstairs in like a restaurant type place. So it was a little bit like secluded from everything else. It very much was everybody was that was downstairs was there for one of these two things that was going on.
Penis or pussy.
Yeah.
So we find my phone and then the event starts. And so I would feel like what I would have preferred to have happened is that there is like a clock on the wall that's counting down however long these dates are supposed to be. So you know how much longer there is. Like if it's going terrible, you know, it's like, all right, I only got 30 seconds left. I don't feel like there was actually a set time happening.
Well, the guy running it was his first time, his first event.
He said it was like 5 minutes.
I guess there were just go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Shannon. It seemed like sometimes it would be like long and drawn out. Now, this could also be with who you're talking to and dealing with. But sometimes it seemed longer and other times it seemed very short. Now, there was also the other wild card, which wasn't super well handled, was people were trying to get drinks throughout, too.
Yes.
So like one of your dates might be you standing at the bar vaguely next to the person trying to get a drink together or apart or something. So it was a little bit goofy, but, you know. That was a little bit of part of the bugaboo.
Yes, agree. I agree. That was an annoying part of it.
Thanks. How many people did you guys talk to each?
There's 9 on both age groups.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. It was separated into age groups of 25 to 35 and then 36 to...
And then the old hoes.
40, whatever.
Question mark.
Yeah.
There were the babies and the grown-ups. And so Tom and I were in the grown-ups group.
Yeah, grown.
Could you, if you wanted to mingle with the babies, could you have done that, Shannon?
Well, afterwards, both of the groups come together for a mixer.
Oh,
so we were all like,
but everyone's
reunited.
Legal because you're in a bar.
So. 20. Remember the ages? Jorge said.
Sure, yes, 25 and up.
Yeah,
very nice.
all legal ages. Even though one of the guys that I talked to, and I don't remember seeing him afterwards, but it was a black guy. I don't know if you guys remember seeing him with braids. He like looked pretty young, but he was in mine and Tom's age group. And I black mean, he did. I guess maybe, but he also like didn't have like anything together. Really, I don't think I have my life together. Like I'm a disaster. I'm broke. Everything's a mess. Like nothing is really in line in my life. But I'm doing better off than he was. So he's like No, I'm saying that.
Oh.
No, it was hard. I had to like pull information out of him because also like through each of these dates, I'm trying to not be like host interviewer. I'm trying to be like, let this guy be the dude. You ask me questions and then I'm gonna fall back a little bit here. With this guy though, it was impossible. I had to take over. And then so his job was, he was like a some sort of delivery driver, but only part-time. And he like lives in his parents' basement, someone's basement he lives in. He's like not happy with anywhere that he is. He has like nothing. There's like, you know, when there's like no light behind the eyes, like something's missing, like something was just missing. And that one I felt like was the longest of almost all of the dates.
Was he the guy who was like Legion of Skanks? Cool.
No, it's the Asian guy.
Yeah. I wonder if you, did you scare him off yet?
I feel like I was very nice. I feel like I was really nice to
them. He probably just was way over, because you would be able to do it coolly, where I mean, I see a world where he could have matched up with one of the girls and they just sort of sit silently for the entire like 4 minutes or whatever it is.
I 100% see that. Yeah.
It's definitely a span of personalities, to say the least. So you'll get like the ultimate IT person, male or female, and then Paco. So.
Whoa.
Wait, I like the other end of that spectrum.
Good way,
Paco, yes.
I'm going to ask Figs this. Figs, if you were single and going to a singles thing with us, what would you do? What is your goal?
To get some pussy. What do you think?
But how?
Just be charming, have some drinks, just have a nice conversation, be personable.
Would you be doing impressions?
No, why would I do that? You ever play? What do you do with that, Shannon? You all right, Carl? No, that's what, just be myself.
I feel like that's what most, like all four of us were like, okay, we're just going to go in there and have fun and just relax.
Bro, beforehand, you literally were like, no, I'm just going to take it seriously. I'm going to try have all these lines, dude. I'm going to get pussy. I'm wearing my coat. I have a turtleneck on.
All right, Jorge's snitching me out right now. Exposing me, you little whore.
You already expect yourself to start off this video, dude.
That's true.
But we thought we're going to have fun. And then as soon as we got there and we're talking to people, we realized all of them wanted to be like married right away.
Okay. But sometimes people just, you know, they show that card, you know, to not want to look like a slut or, you know, or not just be honest. Like, hey, I just want to meet somebody. You know,
some girls got mad at me because I was fucking around too much.
Really? Give me an example.
So one girl was late, Charlotte. Probably the most attractive girl in our group. Jorge loves her.
Not true. Maria. Maria was the love of my life. A nice little Ecuadorian girl.
Liked her? Okay.
Lived not too far away from me, but I fucked up on our date and started like, once we found out that we lived close to each other and we had some similar interests, I started recommending her some restaurants, some bars, the music. And I was like, halfway through, just started writing them down. I'm like, shit, I'm giving up like every date spot that I know that's local to me.
Twice.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high? Really high? Really, really high? Well, now's the time. Go to yoldelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. I recently got the pack of the little mango gummies, the little like jelly rings. Oh, delicious. So, if you are over the age 21 and you're living in the majority of the states where Delta 8 is legal, go to yoldelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can legally be shipped to various states and get you nice and high. At yoldelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So, once again, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital. If you use the promo code GAS, you're getting 25% off. That's right. Use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo, Delta, home of the Delta 8 to get you super high. Now let's get back to the show.
Go ahead, Shannon.
There you go.
She basically, like, I was just messing with her because she was late. So she left me sitting there for a while doing nothing. And so I was like, oh, why were you late? And after a couple sentences, she was just like, can you just be quiet? I don't want to be rude, but we don't have to talk.
Whoa.
And I was like,
so sometimes that backfires. So that type of, like, when you play the guy who's like kind of making fun of the person, you know, like that could really backfire. But sometimes it works. If the girl likes you, she'd be like, oh, who are you? Like, you know, you kind of like go back at each other and end up laughing.
It only works if there's no expectation. This one, they're holding expectations over your head.
But to go back against Paco, Charlotte and I had a good time, great conversations. She took a very much into interest into what I do. And then I found out she worked in sales, so we talked sales.
Okay, Jorge, but did you get any action?
That's irrelevant.
No,
I didn't
does.
Get shut
it
down.
Matters.
I didn't get shut down like a fucking derf.
Yeah, you derf.
Still got no action. Basically shut down.
I could. Okay. We'll get to that part later.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. Yeah. So, just for the listeners who have never been to a speed dating event, they give you a piece of paper. Also, I stole the pen because it has the cute mark on it. I stole it.
Cute.
It's so cute.
It has little kisses on it. Those are lips.
Little hearts.
Cute.
So they give you a piece of paper, and then you just like at each person, you write their name on it, and then you could write some notes, and then you're supposed to check next to their name if you like them. And then at the end of it, you hand in your paper. And if you match with somebody, then you get an email exchanging the contact information. So that's
wait,
how the
quick,
whole process
did you guys
works.
Check your emails?
Yes. Because, wait, that's not. Wait,
Rachel said we were supposed to check our spam folders.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yes. Everybody please do that right now.
I got my.
Okay, but
Jorge,
we're not,
Jorge,
I don't want
like,
to go. Wait, I don't want to go.
Charlotte.
No, I don't want to go into matches yet. But you guys, but I do want everyone to check.
Yes.
So that's the whole process of how it works. And then, but I do want to, I'm just curious to know like who, like an example of everyone's favorite date, an example of everyone's worst date.
I would love to go first on my favorite.
Please.
Unless Paco's going to sit on the camera.
Yeah. No, no. Was I your first? Was I your favorite date?
No, we did have a fun date though, Shannon. Although Shannon was thoroughly into being drunk and or looking for her phone when Shannon and I were together. So
yeah, I really need to find my phone. I was like, oh, good, Tom's here. Let's find my phone now.
So my favorite date for sure was a chick named Lolly. I think her name was Lolly. And she was an Asian chick that was with her friend that was like Indian. It was like a hot Indian chick. And the story was the Indian chick had just been broken up with. And this Lolly was going to go with her and try to, you know, get her back out there. But Lolly was a combination of drunk and like uber aggressive, fun, hot Asian chick that was like, all right, so what's your deal? Who's your last relationship? How long was it? Why did you guys break up? What do you think your biggest problem was? And she was like humorously quizzing me. And I guess not, you know, I'm awesome as everybody knows, but I don't care. Nobody likes me or gives a shit about me.
That's not true, Tom. I love you.
What two polar opposite things you just said?
To a different person, you,
Tom, you
like a dude.
Grade them because that's not true, buddy. We love you.
To many dudes at that kind of thing, I would guess you might shrivel up and like really like fall off, and she could super aggressive. On the other hand, I gave it back to her right away. At some point, I leaned in and went with my ultimate line, at which point she giggled and said, absolutely.
What is your line?
My line is, and Figs, I don't know if I've done this to you to give you the example of it. I get really close and I, you know, I grab, you know, hold my date by the arm and lean in and get closer in her ear and say, I want you to sit on my fucking face, please.
Oh my God.
And it has about, thanks, Figs. I knew you would like that. It has about a 4 in 10 hit rate.
Okay. Come back.
There's usually two or three girls that are horribly offended. Two or three girls are like, what the fuck? And four girls are pretty consistently say yes or giggle and open up to Thomas further.
It's a 4 in 10 sit rate.
Not bad. It's not
bad. Or squat, depending on how you look at it.
So she said yes. She loved that idea.
So Lolly was totally in. She loved the idea. And then at one point, we were drug apart from each other by the chick running it and sort of moving people along.
Her Indian friend hated me, too.
Why did she hate you, Paco?
Because she wanted something serious. And I was just like, I was having a good conversation, laughing with her, talking. And she's like, oh, you're just here to fool around, huh? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't want to put expectations, but if we're having a good time. And she's like, that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, what a fucking swear.
What was your least favorite date, Tom?
There were a couple chicks that were, you know, you end up talking to them. I'm like, what am I wasting my time talking on this? Like, I'm being polite, but I'm spinning plates there, having good conversations, making up shit to talk about, connecting. It's like, oh, this is the most disgusting old lady here. They weren't disgusting old ladies, but they were old and disgusting. So that was a bit of a waste. I forget what her name was, but it was a terrible name, like Gwendolyn or Guinevere or something. Yeah. Just a bad name.
So aside from being old and disgusting, though, it was a shitty conversation.
No, I can talk to anybody, Shannon. I'll talk to a lamppost and have a good conversation, but you know, who cares? I was the whole time I was very uninterested. I didn't care what her name was or even to, you know, to pay attention to learn.
Yeah, Shannon, haven't you seen him and GBM hang out?
I don't know if I have, actually.
Oh, I got one. I got one time for you, Shannon. I'll show you some videos of.
Oh, I did hear about that one. Jorge, what was your favorite and least favorite dates?
My favorite was probably, well, in terms of conversation, the first chick that I talked to, it was like a good conversation because we both realized very early on that it wasn't going to be like a thing. Paco had the same thing with her, I think. But the short-haired Indian chick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like we had like a good normal conversation. But like in terms of like date, whatever, was the same chick that I was talking about earlier. Little Ecuadorian chick out to her and I. She started talking about this musician that she just saw, and the way she was describing it, I was like, this is something that I would totally be into. How have I not heard of this? And I was just like, oh, dude, it was a good time. Her and I were just...
It was weird, because it looked like Jorge was like connecting with all of the girls.
Yeah, I connected with everybody except for my least favorite, which was this...
The Asian girl?
Go ahead and say it right
now. No, me and there was one black girl, and she was
awesome.
She was awesome. Her and I connected. It's the only time I got political, because she's Congolese, and we both talked about how Americans don't understand true political strife, because like our parents had to escape stuff and like, you know, that whole thing. So pretty much every chick there was a teacher in our age group, and there was one math teacher at a charter school who was how we would say on the spectrum.
Number one.
And, yeah. And the whole time we were talking, she just talked about, she started it off with, she asked me like, oh, what I like to do in my spare time. And then I asked her and she was like, oh, these events. This is my third one of the day.
What?
I was just like, what is going on right now? So this bitch lives for singles events. And then she's like, I'm AMC A-lister. I like to go to the movies. But I don't like to research the movies before I go in. I don't like to know anything. But when I watch a TV show, I have to research everything. I want to know what I'm going to waste my time on. Like, I don't want to waste my time, but I want to know what's going to go on. And I want to know if it's going to, like, worth the investment of time. And it was terrible. Then she asked me about food, which normally, I mean, I love talking food.
Did she have, like, a little red fire truck with her or something like that?
She might as well have. Paco has a bit for that, but...
Jorge, could you have gone into something sexual or romantic-like conversation with the weird autistic girl? Sometimes you get a weird autistic girl that you can get sexy sex stuff with quick. It would be like, I'm super in the kink world. Or
she's
something
one
like
of
that.
The 4 out of 10 for Tom.
I feel like,
okay, I'll tell you, babe.
I feel like she was so far off in like her own world. Like normally, I mentally ill and autistic girls, that's like my bread and butter. But she was just way too way too out there. And she was white, so, you know.
I had to, yeah, Jorge doesn't like whites, we found out.
Yeah. But that was my least favorite.
Okay, Paco, favorite, least favorite.
Well, I just want to say this real quick. Jorge, why'd you throw me under the fire truck right there? What the fuck was that? Huh?
Because no, what you talked about with her.
We're not cool, dude. I thought the four of us got closer after all getting no matches, but whatever.
That's not true. I just nice found
photos.
Out.
The photos were cute.
Yeah, we're not talking about matches yet, Paco. I asked you a question you're supposed to be answering.
I'm just mad at Jorge. I thought we were friends. worst date, Charlotte. She's. I put on my paper, Charlotte, no fun. and then...
That was the late one? Charlotte's the one that was late?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then my favorite one was probably the black girl, because we... She was supposed to be on a date with some other dude, but the guy was not talking to her at all, and I was on break. So she just started talking to me. So she and I were just talking the whole time, and he was like, what am I supposed to do?
Was she tight?
She was pretty hot, yeah. Jorge, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so I guess I'll go. My favorite, which you guys all know, I have a favorite, but it doesn't mean I really liked him. He's just my favorite of these, of the dates. His name is Latesh.
Oh, he was
yeah, I remember Latesh.
Latesh was my favorite one. And he was my drink date. He was the one that got stuck with me going up to the bar to get a drink. Tom too, I think. But so yeah, and he's a chef. He had a decent, a decent build. You know, he seemed like he had his shit together. Indian though.
Wow. Whoa. Man, you didn't have to phrase it like that.
Good.
Oh yeah, totally. He was almost like a cool Indian.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Americanized. Not cool.
So he was my favorite one. And then I guess that guy I talked about before, and there was one other guy, another Indian guy, but he was a crazy person.
And dude,
I'm talking about
The Edward James Olmos face, right?
Yes.
Super pockmarky, maybe.
Yeah. And he seemed like he was on some sort of substance that he was like really intense and a lot. And so
kilos, everybody, yokratom.com. Gangfest tickets.
No, he was on some sort of upper. So we can't blame this on your kratom. But on my list, so I didn't check off anybody. But what I did was I put an X next to him so that I would remember the one that I hated. And I was worried that they were interpreting that as somebody that I wanted to match with. But that was it. That was the only one I put on. But what I told everybody afterwards was what we should have all done was we should have said yes to everybody. And then we can compare how many matches we had and stuff and whatever afterwards.
Definitely.
Next time.
Also, maybe be in the same group so we can reference the other people a little bit more.
So, it's a big age range, though, to get
Yeah, I guess that is true.
Well, the other thing is we didn't... I mean, are we done talking about the speeding part?
I do want to talk about the matches, but you can, you can talk about afterwards.
Because the other thing is that we didn't interact with anybody afterwards, really.
Yeah, we got stuck in the corner afterwards, and we really put together our little corner of crew. With there was a couple people in and out also, but as a result of just being physically in the corner, I feel like we didn't do a great job of mingling.
Yeah, Paco, you're muted.
Latesh kept coming by too, checking up on the girls.
Yeah.
Because yeah, he would come over and hover around the outside to sort of see if we would say something. I was sarcastic, Latesh! And then he would sort of just walk away.
Yeah, our cool kid table had the two most attractive women there. So we were getting all the other dudes.
Rachel and who else?
We did make friends. We made friends with two people, An and Rachel.
Both completely different people.
And I mean, anything anyone wants to say about
This is the order at bat for Rachel, because I feel like all of us thought Rachel was pretty attractive, but she was in the older group, so we're like, all right, Tom, you got that. And then Tom was flirting with her, but I think she was over the old group and she went into cougar mode, because she was like, what is the young group like, and she just started flirting with me.
Yeah.
And so Tom was like, all right, you're up at bat. So then she and I are flirting, right, having a good time. I take her to the bar, we're getting another drink, I give her a kiss, And then
on the mouth?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we go back to the table, and then she just starts talking about Jorge. And I'm like, all right, I'm out with Jorge. You're up next.
You need to talk about this kiss. You gave her a kiss, or you guys mutually met in the middle? You kissed each other? Like, how did this?
Yeah, Paco, you don't have the best history with, you know, being forward with asking and consent.
I went hitch mode, bro. I was like, we just like stared at each other, right? Then she looked at my lips. I went 90%. She went 10.
Okay.
Which, that is consent.
That's good. So you basically just got up close with her and she was like, nah, she gave you like a little.
Yeah. And then she's like, did you just kiss me?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That was smooth.
But then she goes, I thought you were gay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
When she talked to me afterwards, she was
and
like,
that's why you don't wear earrings, guys.
when I was talking to her, she was like, yeah, I thought your friend William was gay. And I was like, oh, everybody thinks that. Everybody just
you told people your name was William?
Yeah, because
my real name is Will.
Yeah.
What? My real your real name is Will?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. You should have kept Paco. Paco's a good name.
I don't think we had an option. They had like the name tags written out.
Yeah, they didn't have an option for street names.
Okay. That's awesome. Did you get Rachel Jorge?
Yeah, Jorge, tell the story.
There's no story to tell. Tom and Paco wanted to leave, so they left. And so then the group disbanded, and so then...
No. Okay.
No, wait a minute.
Tom, you know what he's doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's fast-forwarding. So there was... When we were over there, things were progressing. Shannon was drunk and a little bit in her world, and at some point, we ushered Shannon upstairs, and she got an Uber and took an Uber home. And the three of us, plus An, sort of as an onlooker, went into, like, group onlooker. Hitting on this chick. What's that, Paco?
You said onlooker. I liked it.
Oh, that's good. went into, like, group hitting on this chick and, like, simultaneously bad-mouthing each other and also playing them up. So somehow we progressed to we wanted her to squat over Jorge's face, but he wasn't allowed to touch her or something. We got pretty dirty with her and we were really setting Jorge up. And that's when Paco and I sort of ushered ourselves out.
I don't think I was there for that part.
You were absolutely there for that part.
You were absolutely there. Everybody was there for that because you and An were freaking out over everything that was saying. For me and Tom, it's like routine conversation. But you guys never get any fucking pussy.
Yeah. Shut up, Jorge. I'll fuck your mom if I want.
Do it, bitch.
I remember one time when Rachel was chilling with us and like I just put my hand on her lap and started rubbing her thigh and she was like, are you rubbing my leg? And then An goes, I'll rub your leg and starts rubbing your leg.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Every time one of us did something, An would be and Rachel would question it, he'd be like, wait, I could do that. Wait, I want to try that too.
Yeah.
It was the most adorable GBM like quality ever.
I feel terrible for Rachel. I feel like she was everyone's like play doll.
But she did that to herself. She was very much into that, or else she would have left and talked to other guys. Because after everybody left and it was just her and I, guys started coming up because like there was no more group. Hmm. So like there was nobody else to intimidate or to like cock block except for fucking me, you know. So.
And they were like, look at this little fucking Mexican fairy.
Yeah.
It's her gay best friend. Let's go talk to her now.
but you left with her, Jorge.
Wow. Yeah,
we lived.
So Tom and I left because we were like, oh, she was talking about Jorge. Let's leave them alone because then he can seal the deal.
But the thing is, she was doing that to everybody. Like Paco was saying earlier, everybody, she was doing the same bit with every person available where she was just like, I'm going to be over flirtatious with this person and then I'm going to move on to this person. I feel like she didn't plan on anything happening. She was just having fun because she spent money to go out and we were good company.
And so you're not going to tell them about how you dropped the ball?
What are you talking about?
Oh, you want to throw me under the bus, but I don't get to do that to you.
I don't know what you're talking about. There was no balls dropped.
All right, I'll put your shit out there right now, dude. That's how close we are.
What'd you do, Jorge? You touched your thigh a little too hard, huh, kid?
Nah, dude. I'm an emotional fucking manipulator. That's look, how Jorge, I
feel. All right. Should I say it? Yes or no?
We have to get to the bottom of this, please. Somebody's got to say it.
I don't even know what you're about to say right now, guy.
All right, I'll say it then.
I'll say it then.
Okay, so Jorge and her got on the train, right?
Oh, okay, okay. Let me set that up then. Okay, so they left.
Well, now you remember.
Okay, so they left, and then like we're discussing, joking, like what we're gonna do next. She got up to go to the bathroom, and then she came back. We left, and then she was like, I'm heading this way to the train. And I was like, oh, I also can take that train. So then we started walking together and talking. And when we're almost to the train, I said one thing. So she had gone through a breakup recently, and I said something. And then she's like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of my ex. And then it got like a little weird for a little bit. Then move on, blah, blah. We're on the train. Takes forever for the C train to arrive, and then we get on, and we're like one stop away, we're a few stops away from her stop, and we're having a good conversation and all that, but I was being very vulnerable, and I mentioned a very strong character flaw that I have, and then like I just see her start to like tear up, her voice starts to change. And she's like, you know, that's a problem I had with my ex. And it was like, oh, no. I was like, no, we're on a crowded train at like 11, whatever, at night on a Saturday. She starts crying. If I make this old white lady cry on the train, dude, I'll have to fucking run out and just fucking be gone forever. And yeah, so that was very not good.
But you recovered from it?
Barely.
Hey guys, we're going to take a moment to talk about those $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. And now thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
What? How did they solve that legendary $60 kilo problem? Will anyone else solve that $60 YoKalo Kratom? Will anybody else ever solve that $60 YoKratom kilo problem?
It's not a kilo. It's not a YoKratom kilo problem because they've solved it.
That's right.
Yes, guys. If you are a fan of Kratom, if you're currently using it, then if you're having to go to like a corner store, a smoke shop, whatever, a gas station, you don't have to do it anymore. You just have to go to YoKratom.com. They have every strain you want. They have powders. They have capsules. Everything you need is at YoKratom, and you can trust the quality of their products. They have everything that you need. You don't have to be at the mercy of your
Of your weird, sketchy BP gas station where you don't know where they got it from. And it's just there next to the Reese's Fast Break, which is my favorite candy bar. Ugh. You never know. Get your Kratom from a place where you know it's good. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Let's get back into it. Has anyone talked to Rachel since?
Apparently, yeah. Paco has.
You have
Paco. Yeah, I was texting her.
Do you have plans to hang out again?
I don't know about plans, but there's a lot of flirting and potential.
Nice.
Hey. She's giving me hella shit tests, and I'm just like, we'll see.
How old is this chick?
Oh.
42.
Shannon, she really liked you. Have you talked to her?
I haven't, but we did follow each other on Instagram. We made friends.
Oh, yeah. She said she stalked all of us.
Yeah.
That's not good, because when you go to my... So I saw her initial reaction to my Instagram where there's just a picture of me in a dress.
Nice. And then
I always forget about that. And it was funny.
And she's like, oh, you're actually the gay guy.
It's funny. I do forget about going out with Shannon. I picked up a handful of followers Sunday morning. I was like, what the fuck? Why do I have a dozen more followers? And then you realize it's all guys that creep on Shannon.
Yeah.
I assume. Hey, guys. Thanks for following me.
Wait, can we bring Biggs on the next one?
He's not single.
Yeah, so
I'll
what?
Come by for shits and giggles.
This is content.
I'll tell them my name is one. William.
Wait a minute. Can I put a business spin on this? Big should run a singles night. Why can't you just do the same thing?
Have you ever seen Figs host? He's a great host.
Exactly. That's my point.
Oh, and he could do like warm up and stuff before it starts.
I mean, I didn't
get another fake.
No,
business.
I want to go in. I want to go in undercover and see if I still got it. You know,
dude, Figs, can I ask? Bring your wife.
Yeah, that's
all right. No, you and your wife, and you guys got to see who can get more matches.
Nah, she'll be okay. She's got
to. Pogo, you're wilding.
Figs, can I circle back to that Jorge crying lady on the train situation?
Yeah, well, I feel so bad. That's the worst thing to happen, to realize that you've just been a rebound.
I think Shannon's not going to agree with this because of the way Shannon is with men or whatever. I think if Jorge, and see what Jorge and Figs think about this, I think if Jorge, if you started also getting almost emotional with her, you could have emotionally trauma bonded and then fucked her that very night.
Oh, no, that for sure. That's
very
like,
probably.
Yeah.
As a person who almost exclusively goes after mentally ill women, like, I know how to emotionally manipulate dumb broads. And
just making sure we're on the same page, right?
Come on now, Tom.
Good work by you. Alliance.
I do want to talk about the matches.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Jorge, since Paco has disappeared. Tell us how many people you liked, and then let's hear about matches.
So I just checked right now when Paco said to check the spam, because I was really upset. Because I checked four people. One I liked, and then the rest of it was like, oh, this was good conversation, and if anything were to happen, this would be funny for me. Like, it'd be entertainment for me. It wouldn't be anything serious. So I just checked, and I got... Out of the four, I got two.
Whoa!
Is one of them Charlotte?
No, not Charlotte. But ooh. Charlotte, so after the thing, there was a mixer for like everybody to intermingle, the speed dating, the Mariner Mystery people, and then another group. And the whole time, she was just a bunch of guys were going. I saw her give out her number twice. So she was pretty popular with everybody because she was wearing.
She was just trying to flirt with old guys afterwards.
Yeah, and she was wearing
she was doing
like
the reverse Rachel.
She was wearing like a sheer top and then bra, so like she was like the most scantily clad chick there. So everybody was like, obviously she's here to just do something after, you know.
Wait, I remember.
What?
Who were your matches?
One was the love of my life. So that's a good thing. And then
Rachel?
The other one,
Maria.
Maria. And then nice. The other one was, do you remember the other chick in the booth next to one who had the green top and the tattoo? Her.
It was her best friend, right? Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
By the way, has this changed your whole day? The fact that you found out that you and Maria are matches? It has to have changed things.
Well, I mean, the fact that it's been 3 days and... They also got that email, I'm assuming, and haven't contacted. But
maybe
they
didn't know to check their spam.
Yeah, maybe they didn't know. Jorge, reach out right now. Right now, just send a text message. Say, hey, Maria. Hey, Maria, it's Jorge. How are you?
That's should I have Fig BT write me a text?
Yeah. Just write,
Jorge,
hey,
you can
Maria,
only send
Jorge.
A message. You can
I
only send a message.
During this chilly day, mommy. Hey, babe, it's your boy, young Jorge.
Figs, are you jogging on a treadmill right now? I know you're not. No. Why is there so much movement happening?
Sorry, I get excited. Just a little excited, that's all.
Are you messaging right now, Jorge?
I'm going to after this, I guess.
No, you got to do it right now. I bet you she'll respond before this ends.
You know why also that made my day? Because today I woke up, or at 1 o'clock in the morning, I went outside and got to observe all the fresh snow. And today's my birthday, for those who don't know.
Wow.
I finally got my wish since I moved here. Because it hasn't snowed for real since the first week that I moved here. And so for my birthday, I got some snow. And now this, and then after I'm off this call, I'm going to hit up Nene's Taqueria in Bushwick, second best birria in New York City. So I'm pretty hyped right now.
Hell yeah, dude. That's amazing. Hey, happy birthday.
Jorge, even though you've been a dickhead to me, this was your birthday gift, telling you about the spam folder.
Yeah. Shout out, Paco. Paco and his spam, you know.
All right, let's hear about your matches, Paco. How many people did you like?
Oh, only one, the black girl.
Okay. And did you get a match?
No, she said, "You fucking chink." So.
Tom.
I got three matches.
Wow. How many did you like?
I think four, probably. But it was very fast and loose.
The lolly girl?
And Rachel doesn't count. I didn't get Lolly. Lolly's out of my life. Unless I do some major online internet sleuthing, I think I've lost Lolly. I've lost the trail.
Or did you match with the Indian girl?
No, I didn't.
That would be the only connection. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, because you remember the Indian girl wanted like a fucking husband and like, you know, holding. I was like, I'm out.
So long.
Was Rachel one of your matches? Okay.
Yeah, Rachel was one. I almost feel like that doesn't count. And then Genevieve and Jen, which I think Jen was the tall, attractive Asian chick, sort of. And Genevieve might have been a different Asian girl, but I don't, you know, who can even tell?
Damn. Are you got a fetish?
Are you going to hang out with any of them?
Almost definitely not. I don't.
Why not?
Now, I probably will shoot the one an email. Who corresponds by email? It's an insane way to correspond.
Well, do the email. Then you could be like, here's my number, or here's my Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Does it give you the phone number? Just the email?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's appropriate for them because they're in that age group.
No, I guess you're right. Shut up, Paco.
Send it to your Hotmail.
I'm literally looking at a Hotmail. You couldn't make that stuff up. That's pretty good.
No.
Wow.
So, but overall, you three guys, would you do this again?
Yes, for sure. I want Figs there.
I'm gonna be there.
I feel like we need to rope one more person into it who hasn't done it.
Andrea said she'll join us.
Another female would be good too. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, former office manager Andrea is down.
So every time I would say like, oh yeah, I'm here with coworkers, and then I'd point out like, oh, there's my one coworker there, and I'd be pointing at Paco, and then that tall guy over there, the really fucking awesome guy over there, Tom, and then I'd be like, oh, and then there's a over there is Shannon, and they're like, wait. A woman?
Hell yeah. And Alex are down.
Yeah, Harrington just said him and Alex are down.
I'll do it with an accent.
It's just going to be us dating each other.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost a little bit not fair that we go in with this kind of group. Now, I would have it no other way. However, the fact that we go in, it's almost like we're bullying the room.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but that's
well,
fun.
Well, the majority are serious, though, because you four will be there, you know, actually looking for love.
Also, we know like how to have a conversation with another human being, which a lot of the people that attend these things, I feel like, don't. It's like, what do you do for work? What do you do for fun? Where do you live? And then 5 minutes are up.
They're basically doing like Tinder, but instead of like look, it's like, what's your job and where do you live? Do you fit? Do you fit?
Let me ask you a question. This is for the this could be for Shannon too. Shannon and the guys. For the guys. Did you at any point, like when you first had contact with the new date, did you compliment their looks? Like, did you, for example, see Maria and go, "Hi, my name's Jorge. Wow, you're beautiful or you're attractive." Did any of you guys start off with that? And Shannon, did anybody ever go up to you just right away and be like, "Oh my God, I love your hair" or "I love your lips" or something?
No. So I think I complimented Charlotte's top
right away.
Yeah, but besides that. Because it was like the most obviously glaring, like she dressed with the purpose.
She was slutting it up.
Yeah, she was slutting it up. But besides that, I didn't mention anybody else's
looks. Yeah, big hawkers on her?
No.
No.
Okay.
She had the body of Blind Mike.
Nice. Wow. That's kind of, yeah.
But like in an indie alt way that like I'm into.
Okay.
And then like once I started talking to her, I was like, okay, we have, they're just similar paths. Like, Paco said earlier about me, I had a connection with every fucking broad there. I was just, like, I told Shannon, like, nobody has seen me outside of like work and comedy stuff. When I'm in an outside of like, when I'm in a different element, dude, I'm always on one.
You got a beauty mark, baby boy. You got to learn how to use it, you know?
Exactly. And we're figs. We're two fucking somewhat feminine Spanish guys. We know how to fucking do. We know how to get it done.
Hell yeah, man. We're Latinx. We're voting for Trump. You already know, baby.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
I would say a little bit. I don't know how I got on this, but a little bit of the breakdown is like, it's probably like 60% hopeless chicks that are aging and got no chance. 30% chicks that are decent that there's somebody would date at some point. And then there's, and I've talked to a couple friends who have gone on these too. And that's, this was my favorite, my lost love Lolly. There's definitely always like one or two chicks that are just drunk or like wacky that you could definitely get into pretty quickly if you can tame.
Gotcha. Which,
I mean, it's a good time.
I'm not sure they love those categories because I was there.
Yeah, you're in the you're in the 30% that is Shannon, you're the first somebody group. Could date.
Yeah, you're the first. It's like, I'll talk to my cats.
I would prefer to talk to my cat any day.
Yeah, that's not
so Shannon, thing. Overall, did the guys kind of suck, Shannon?
I mean, yeah. If you think about like what type of guy is deciding to join whatever mailing list this comes from or to look this up, what type of guy is doing that rather than like a guy that is like socially versed and has friends and will like go out to a place or whatever? Like, this is a different group of people that's deciding to do this. And I can't imagine, unless it's somebody like I told these guys, like, it's like, unless it's somebody that is dragged there by a friend. And then this guy happens to be a normal human being. That's the only chance of it being like a regular guy.
Were there a lot of shit? You were saying a lot of Indian dudes. Did it seem like a lot of like foreign guys who were maybe like backpacking and stuff like that? Like,
nope.
Or locals?
No, not foreign. Everybody lives here. Like, everyone like lives here and like works an IT job for 100 years.
Yeah, fine.
But I feel like they're all like well established. Like, they feel like they all like make decent money and are well established, but that doesn't like say much for.
I feel like all the everybody in the Shannon bracket was finance, and then everybody in Paco and I's was a teacher.
Do the were they teachers?
Yeah.
I think this is the thing though. Even though we're kind of like shitting on them, they all make more money than us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, that's the balance, right? You know, you're poor but charming. You're the poor.
Oh, but the guy with the part-time delivery job, maybe not.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
What was the venue like? Was it a pub? Was it a beer garden?
I don't know what upstairs. I never like went upstairs. Or I don't remember the upstairs.
It was like a restaurant.
It was a nice-ish hotel in Chelsea, and then there was like a bar on the first floor, and then you go down to like the lower level basement, and then it's a nice restaurant, bar, and like sort of like auxiliary space.
That was expensive. Did you guys spend a lot of money?
Wasn't crazy.
The beers weren't cheap, but it wasn't terribly expensive either.
Okay.
Shannon, was I far and away the winner of the older age bracket males?
And it's hard for me to say that though, because I know you.
Just say yes then. There's no other options. Latesh was better than me. Give me a break.
I mean, Latesh is your only competition.
All right, thank you, everybody. That's Shannon acknowledging that I was the best in the age bracket. Best in show.
I'm pretty sure Shannon, Tom was the tallest.
Matches? That's
what
true.
What were your matches, Shanny?
I didn't check anybody.
Oh,
it was my mistake. Next time we're gonna check everybody, and then we have like a better review process afterwards.
Oh, Shannon looked really good that night. Like, her hair was like extra blonde.
Shannon was very hot.
Shannon looks good every day.
She was like, I'm trying to get cuffed up right now. Next Tom, night. On the other hand,
Tom was wearing a Reebok shirt.
Shannon, if you go to the next one in the cat outfit again.
Oh, I bet you there's going to be a Halloween one.
Yeah, but that's going to be after it's 6 years.
Oh, that's true. That's right. March is 6 years, everybody. Drink at home. Almost there.
I'm going to get you pregnant on the guest digital speech.
Nice.
So Tom is in charge of our next singles outing.
Oh, boy.
Tom's in charge of it. And my friend Lindsay is also going to come.
And Lindsay.
Lindsay, who everybody knows from Skankfest and stuff, she's going to be. Yeah, so we're going to have a bigger group. It just it becomes an issue with a bigger group that there's too many of us and we're going to meet less other people.
Kind of, but I feel like you guys are going to be in your own age group.
Maybe not. Maybe they're not all like that.
Stop bringing up the fact that we're old, Paco.
That's all he has, Tom. That's all he has.
Dude, I didn't bring this up, but I could have. The next one is 25 to 35. And then the same night,
I know. I saw that too.
Ugh. Ugh. Maybe Ralph can go with you guys.
I mean, you definitely get loaded that weekend. Get laid, I mean.
By the way, they didn't ever check our IDs. So we could lie.
Well, no. So I think when we signed up for the thing, you have to put in your birthdays.
Yeah, but you can just make up a birthday. They never verify that.
Damn, true.
They said they were going to check IDs, but they didn't. Remember, I was like trying to give the tickets and everything, and she's like, "No, I don't care. Just tell me your name."
Oh yeah, it was a whole clusterfuck because they double booked the room for us and then the murder mystery thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a whole. That's a lot of people were complaining. The veterans of singles events were like, "Oh, this is so unorganized. It's crazy. It's chaos." Normally, you know, there's a timer and everybody moves on. There's questions prepared, blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Yeah, you're still. This is your 50th singles event in the last 2 months."
I'll say though, while I'm sorry to cut you off, but that I had a good time, but it was because we had a fun group of people. Like I feel like we had fun together, and it was just like a group activity. But if I were viewing this seriously and going to one by myself, I would have maybe ended my life.
Yeah, and that's very tough for you.
What's very tough for me?
To be clear, I would have been a great option had we not known each other. However, I do understand how if I'm the best option in the room, you got a bad room.
That's a nightmare. But it's like, what group is there going to be like a decent? I went to one. I was telling Jorge this the other day that I went to one singles event also 100 years ago. That's when I was like doing these things, and it was a fireman singles mixer. So all the guys were firemen. This is great. At least we got something to start with. And what they did was they gave you these little quiz cards, all the chicks, and they had questions about like fireman stuff that we wouldn't know. And so you would have to like go and talk to a fireman and they like get the answers. So it like gave you something to break the ice. It was like a fun, interesting thing, but we can't all do that together.
We're going to do that with guest digital producers. There'll be questions. It's like, guys, Mog is down. What happens if you have to upload 4 different podcasts before the weekend's over?
No, the question is, what is Mog?
You can tell that I have no clue about technology because I just know that one word.
That would be fun. That would be a fun thing to maybe do at like Skankfest.
Oh, that would be cool. You might be right.
Yeah.
We definitely get people late at Skankfest.
A singles mixer at Skankfest where they have to like break the ice with us. No, but they have stuff to break the ice with us already.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have weirdos who've watched every episode of
everything. We're the stars of the show at that point.
Oh, okay. All right. We have to wrap because this is going to be streaming in like a minute. So let's do a quick round of plugs around the room. And we'll get out of here. I'll start with you, Jorge. Your first one on my line of sight here. What would you like to plug?
On the Gate, patreon.com/onthegatepodcast. Soon to be coming to Gas Digital, but until we do, please go support the Patreon. We need money. And High Society Radio, live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Gas Digital. And at 6 p.m. on YouTube on Mondays, right before Skanks. The Skanks Classic now.
Paco?
I want to plug Rachel. That's all. I don't plug her good. We had some dirty text messages. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Tom, are you going to be competing with Paco for Rachel?
I'm going to give it Paco this one. And I'll plug my Instagram, Fishtown Tom, THOM. And follow all the Philly guys. Good Boy Comedy, Tim Butterly, etc.
Thanks.
At Comic Mike Figs. Fig Talk coming back next week with a vengeance. Love you guys.
Figs, thanks for hanging out with us and dealing with this stupid shit. I'm sure.
Yeah, I love it. I want to be there undercover.
Go. Dummies from work talk about sexual failures. It's not the top of your list on a Tuesday, but you know, appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to get like a little like camera so we could like record all the interactions. Illegally.
I did ask the owner if we could record in some capacity, and she said no. She said, like, absolutely.
We gotta just run our own channel. I think that idea for Skankfest singles mixer
might be the best idea ever. It'll be every girl at Skankfest that's single.
That's but, true. You know,
so like three of them?
It's growing. The female like fan base at Skankfest has been growing year by year.
So the trans fan base.
Boyfriends.
That's true. Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com. It's no longer live. The free streams are not live, but you can watch the live stream and take part in the live chat and all that and get the episode sooner by going to gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI. That'll give you a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every episode of every show on the entire Gas Digital Network. Who knows what of this we'll be able to show on YouTube. So you could have seen this full uncensored version on Gas Digital.
Paco's having a seizure, guys.
It's not funny. Happening. His illness is really getting him. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you listen, make sure to rate, review, comment, subscribe, tell a friend. Every little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. Shout out to the dinner table, the people that watch the YouTube live premieres. Figs and I usually pop in a little bit. If you have questions, comments, or your own story to submit for Bad Dates, Bad Things, or Scary Things, send it into The Thing Is. I lost it.
The thing is
podcast@gmail.com. And that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for joining and recapping our weekend. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.